who is not doing the Issa Chodosh. He is another person who is doing the Issa Chodosh, that is trying to take a piece of cake that is Chodosh, and he just keeps quiet. He doesn't give it to him. You don't give it to him, and they don't either, but he just keeps quiet. He shall not ice him. So then he's not below with me either. He's not below with me either. But Mitzado Emes Vasholem Ogu, he's Mechuyev to tell. This is what the Rifa says. Pirush, v'yimu midine, negi diosa v'misu v'yodayim, ki d'oma b'chum chasu l'izare d'ave barave, v'misu v'midin lo yisvirlei, so that he mentioned the Gemara Chum, mikol mokim katsof v'yimu minapshaye, v'michayivin alav chishine, kim yom vidu et agomofu, elo d'ave v'reus, but mitzadave v'reus, v'yom mechuyek titao, negin ze v'ze, umad isonu l'chav re'o yav, so in other words, so that is mitzad v'afto rachu kamecho. What is the name of Reus? Emes v'ashorim ovu is a posik in Scharye, in Yogi v'ashorim v'chavizovo. But, so the ritual points it out, ma v'son l'chavre l'yavde, because as he will say, v'afto rachu kamecho, ma v'aloch v'an l'chavre v'yavde. Now, so m'meile, they were mechuyev to do it mitzad emes v'ashorim ovu, which was explanatory of, which was descriptive of the mitzvah. The posik of Emes Hashem Avu itself is descriptive of the mitzvah, the raise of the after Rachu Kamecho. But in Israel they wouldn't be either. Now, only mitzad Emes Hashem Avu, the after Rachu Kamecho. How about the mitzvah of Achiyah Techiyah Samisecho? There's a mitzvah to Mafkish Misure. So even without Emes Hashem Avu, they should be mechuyet to tell Bishamai, you should know she's in Tzoras Abbas and she didn't get chlitze, in order to be mafrish Bishamai from the lab deraise, from the point of view of Bishamai. So from this Gemara we see, and this is what the Ritva says, that there is a distinction, fundamental distinction between Utneiva and Vichiach Tichiach. As far as Utneiva is concerned, so of course, Utneiva is only Shayach if it's done bikumvase, but b'shemotayse one cannot be evil if the evil b'shemotayse. Only done bikumvase, but when it's done bikumvase, so then he's evil if the evil, even though from the point of view of the machshel there is no avere. But as long as from the point of view of the nichshel there is an avere, so mele yarev usniv. But as far as lafush and nisur is concerned, so that has to be determined not from the point of view of the one. Of the Nichshu, but it has to be determined from the point of view of the Mechiach. So since from the point of view of Bisilel, Bishamai wouldn't be even an Yisea by marrying a Tzoras Abbas Lishuk without Chlitze, so Memele they were not Mechuye. And the score of Mechiach, the Chiach is Amisecho, Chiach Amisecho to tell. But only because Oemes Vasholemea, Oemes Vasholemea. Lomer Rabbi Yechmenu, Heich Halocha Zur Avochas Yisrael, Naasek Yidu Bishamah Yavad Mamzor Yidu Bishila, Naasek Yidu Bishila Yavad Pom Yidu Bishamah, Poi Yisakal Mitzores, Shirechil Tzizlo Yisiyad Meis. So he suggested, Rabbi Yechmenu he suggested to the Chachmen Yisrael, that they should make a takone, so that there shouldn't be two patterns of behavior. Lo Yispiku Likmer Es Adovo, Ache Nitzri Pasho, Omalei Rav Shin Gamliel, Ma Naasalem Mitzores Ovisheinis. So he amrit b'shleimir osu, how did he come up and ask it? So in other words, you will not be able to rectify that michsul. You'll not be able to rectify. Eli amrit loy osu. So why do you say my nases? I mean, so no michsul ever occurred because heretofore, Bishamai always acted out in accordance with Bishila. Amar amnachem v'yitzchok, v'yitzchichel l'tzoratz. Umanase, hoch ikova. Hanoch tores de bisilel, Libishama Eichanave. Those that already got married, the Tzor is the Bisila. So that already got married, and they call it the Bishamai, they were Eber and Isaiah of Yibom and Rishuk. So when they live with their husbands, these Tzoras Abbas, they constantly live in sin. So Eichanave. But there is a simple answer. I mean, why Eichanave? They could just make it a connect. That all, that in the future, every Tzoras Abbas should get chutzah. Should not be Mishabemes, and should get chutzah. And those Tzoras Abbas who already got married to Shuk before, they should also be subjected to chutzah. And then, once they get chutzah, they'll be able to continue living with their husband. So he says, no, so that we cannot do. Because, lechutzu, if we require, the Chachamim will make it a connect, that all those Tzoras Abbas that already got married with Shuk should, even though from the point of view of Bisilel it's all right, I mean, so there was no Aver, but in order to conform to Bishamai too, so they should be exposed to Chlitze, so they will become Mousa and their husbands. Now here Trochel Darkineyam is not to be equated to the Darkineyam that the Gemara discusses in connection with a woman where at one moment so the Zike was spoken, so the Zike is not revived. That's another aloha of Darkeneyam, but here Darkeneyam means Kshidike Mashmoy, because it would be a hardship and an inconvenience for all the women if we require them. You require them to have Kshidike, after all, I mean, the aloha is like Bisilel. So it's only because of Sholem, so in other words, there should be harmony, so we should not try to do something for the sake of harmony if it will involve something that is inconsistent with darkening. Right. Toshma. The Omar of Tau. Toivani. Mosai Tovi Tzoras Abbas Yodi Vashem. Vashem. So, what does it mean? So if we say that the Tau who said the S-O-N-O, that means I'll be Yavner. So it's like Mishamai. So that's a Raye. That's a raya that also be shamai to the prayer. So Gemara says no, it's no raya that also be shamai to the prayer. But eime be asieno, that means asieno ishuk kibiva bisil. But toivani koma solafuke mitrabichemenu toshma maise bibite shel Rabbi Gamliel shel isenisuo leabo ochid umeiz beliponim viyiben Rabbi Gamliel esoros. So bibite shel Rabbi Gamliel was married to the brother of Gamliel Abba. And then he made the Lebanim, the Yibom, Gamliel Esos. The Yibom, Gamliel Esos. So we see that also Bishamay is Kilevayim. So the Gemara says, the Kizberer, Gamliel, Talmid Bishamay, Gamliel was not a Bishamay. Elo, Shamed Bidish or Gamliel. So then the Kasha is, why was he Miyabim, the Tzore, Tzores Abbas? He belonged to the Silel. So Tzores Abbas, Yasur, how was Gamliel able to be Miyabim? The Tzoras Abbas. So, Elishamai Bidishon Gamliel, the Ironess Av. So, Vichulon, Shinitzu Ironess, so it's the same Tzores. So, Bidishon Gamliel turned out to be an Ironess. So, maybe the Tzore was not the Tzore. Was not the Tzore of the Bas. So, he was able to be Miyab. From the Diktone, say, if I hear the memory. Bidishon Gamliel, I didn't say so. Michlal, Tanekam, Esova, Lava, I didn't say so. So Gemara says, Hikebo veloi hikebo, hikebenai. So according to Tanakame, only in the case of loi hikebo. So then it's a mekartois. But where it's hikebo, so the tzoroso is asur. And according to the achirim, afilu hikebo, so is muteres. In other words, the same machlikes is the machlikes between Rabbas and Rabbi. Viboy say mo kinis mo yisev gire shikebenai. So with Tanakame, al day shikire shochit. Es bitte kiedy mi se avo pisze kwoki nie sam nochy woje co jest al zu i zmy teraz hoju wigile się so ja avo lipsej why because that I come here holds that we that mi sam apeles not mi sam apeles lachyri hoju wigile się sam nochy z kiedym gieleszyn i avo asuro why because mi sam is mapelin. Aber bitte schauen da mir alles aus. Die Boy sei me je stai bi bi kebenai. A kenne si schaut na schinele mumme mit gorn nicht zu sehen so sie schau mit alle kamen mahanet nein haben mit doch es ותנאי אוהל לוחי של עולם מיל בביתי ולא יזכאי כאילו ככלה וישתה היא יצאו עושה מטרס ואחרים סברה די תנאי מיל בביתי. Why? Because even if one is מקדש, because even though a tnai was mentioned in the Kedushin, but we say in the Beil Belosi Bilas Nus, so in other words he was meicha on the tnai. So lachim sabre din tnai meil be diye dechim di boi lachun ochem jamin b'ksunes in the Beil Belosi Bilas Nus alom shom dailen esayis mosiv rav misharshi maise be rav akive. We mentioned that maise be rav akive shalikit esrik v'echot b'shvach we know how they base his own echot yidu b'shamay v'echot yidu b'yosiyon. So in other words, so the second the first and the second, so it's chayv maisa sheif and after yamaf is maisa rish in the and the same thing is true of the fourth and the fifth, the third and the sixth. So after yamaf is maisa rishin, you have to be maf is maisa ron. Now there is machlek between b'sham and b'zilel whether echot b'shvat is rish ha-shonu yivon eis or chamishos ha-bishvat. So here the likut of the esrit was after Echot Bishvat, but before Chamishos Bishvat, and that was the Echot Bishvat of the third year in the Niyan Shmit. So according to Bishamai, that the Echot Bishvat is Rosh Hashanah Lironi, so it was already belonged, so it was already belonged to the third year. So maybe it was Chayiv Maizron. According to Bishilel, that Rosh Hashanah Lironi is Chamishos Bishvat, and that was before Chamishos Bishvat, so it was still belonged, it was considered to be part and parcel of the second year of the Niyash Nisa Shmite. So Meile it was Chayev in Maisa Sheini. So Rabbi Akiva took off two Maisres, Maisa Sheini to conform to the view of Israel, and Maisa Roni to conform to the view of Bishamai. Maisa Rabbi Akiva Shmite Esrik Beach Bishamai 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 Bishamai. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva Gemara is tapetlei. Velo Yoda I Bishamai Beachot Bishvatomo, Oy Bitesuot Bishvatomo. מוסיף מרזות מייסה ויולדו קלוסי של שמי הזוקן ופיחי איסס המעזיבו ושיחי חלגבי מיטו בשביל קופ. Now so from this גימורה תייס ויש דידיוסס תייס ושיטה that מנדו אומר that לא יוסו בשמת לבריהם. So it means even לחומרה לא יוסו בשמת לבריהם, because here the גימורה says שמאמנו עושו. In other words, because the קונט מנדו לא יוסו בשמי couldn't even be מחמיר in accordance with his own view. So that's the riot to take a shite. The Ritvo is chaylik. So what does the Ritvo say about this Gemara? So the Ritvo says that they noch name, even the Mandoma who says we also bisham kilivrayem, but lechumre they were also kilivrayem, but only they themselves, but not to impose upon others. So in other words, the Mandoma who says lo yoso bishamai kilivrayem, the Mandoma who said lo yoso bishamai kilivrayem, so it's lo yoso bishamai kilivrayem likule, even they themselves, and but they themselves lechumre, so it's also bishamai kilivrayem, but to tell others to act out their own chumre, that not. Now here it wasn't for himself, it was for his grandchild. Maisel yonder kalosi shall shamay azofu upiches razivo, because bishamay held that tima cotton had zorichli me is chayiv b'sikri, whereas b'silo held no, that only a cotton sheim it zorichli me is chayiv b'sikri, but the cotton had zorichli me, now this infant certainly was a cotton had zorichli me, so according to b'silo was not chayiv b'sikri, so bishamay acted it out not for himself, so vis-a-vis somebody else. So according to Rish Lakish and Rav, so it's lo yosu im lechumre, but for himself, so even according to Mandoma lo yosu, so it's lo yosu mikure b'sham kidvrayem, but it's also lechumre. This is what the Ritva says. But the issue sheet is that from this Gemara it's muchach that according to Mandoma lo yosu b'sham kidvrayem, so even for oneself, for themselves, it's lo yosu im lechumre. Now, so מייס ביום קלוש ישם הזו קומפירס מעזיבו בשיח על גבינית ובשביל קופן שמע מנו עשו. So he more says הוסו מורי אימא לפושי אבא קופת. Again, it's not apparent to the observer that he is dissenting from the view of Israel, because I mean, of course, today it wouldn't be like that. Today, if you are Pichas and Mazivo, so it would be very obvious to every observer that there is a dissent. But in Eretz Yisrael, in those days, and I mean Sukkot time, so it was customary, even not on Sukkot, when the weather was nice, to stay in Isuke. So Mimele, it wasn't apparent to the observer that the reason as why he was painted as Lama Zibo is because he was Chilik and Bisilo's being that caught in Shetzorich Lime is Potomasu. Now, there is a very interesting, now what does Rashi say? Bishvil Kotten Bisvil and Lishamai Kotten Atzorich Lime Chaya Bisilo. Now, there is a very interesting Marshal Nechoch Ashrei and that points out how the Marshal concentrated on every piece of the mark. The Marshal, and that's the swamp. And that's the swamp. בשביל קוטן נכתב בצד פירוש בשביל שהיו לו גם כן בין קוטן כדן חומש ולא יוכל לפחש מין. The Marshal was very disturbed by this demand. Right, in other words, Bisil say that קוטן הצורך לימי is פות המסוף. But the קוטן שאין הצורך לימי is חייב מסוף. Let's say a child like this, no mitzvahs. So a cotton that is igia lechinuch, a cotton that is igia lechinuch, so is chayav in no mitzvahs. If igia lechinuch. But if he's so young that he doesn't even understand, I mean, the concept of mitzvahs, so then it's lo igia lechinuch. So then we are not mechuyev. So the father is not mechuyev to be mechanachim. So we still say that a cotton. Even though he's a year lechinuch, let's say the cotton is 6 years old, 7 years old, he's very intelligent, he understands the concept of mitzvahs, he might even know all the halachas of sukkah, but he's still tzorech leimei. So even though it's a year lechinuch, so since he's tzorech leimei and the mother herself is to offer sukkah, so in many ways the father is not mechuyev to be mechanachim the mitzvah sukkah. But let's say he's 10 years old, he's already He's mature enough not to be tzorech leimei. So then the father is mechuyev to be mechanachim the mitzvah of sukkah. Bisham I say that even hakotin shetzorech leimei is still chayev sukkah. But it's a hardship on the mother and it's a hardship on the child. The child will cry, the mother will cry. He's tzorech leimei. So Bisham I say now. So Bisham I. We're not liberals, you know. So Bisham I say that he is chayev if he's a gila chinuch. But that's only shayev if he's a gila chinuch. He knows that he understands the concept of mitzvahs. But when you take an infant that was just born, let's say 1 day or 2 days after birth, is he a gila chinuch? I mean, the biggest genius. I mean, I'm sure that Bishamai's, the Shamai's grandchild was a genius. All right, but at the age of 2 days, he was not a gila chinuch. He was not a gila chinuch. So why was Bishamai Pinchas Mazivo? This should have bothered every one of us. I mean, this is what bothered the Marshal. So why was Bishamai Pinchas Mazivo? So the Marshal says, no, it wasn't that Bishamai was removed the ceiling and put up schach in order to be Mizake, the newly born infant who was 2 days old or 1 day old with the mitzvah sukkah. But there was, the mother was in bed, you know, in those days, so it wasn't customary, you know, to give birth to a child in the hospital. So the mother gave birth, I mean the daughter of Shammai, so she gave birth to a baby in the house, in one of the rooms of the house. And she had another child, was much older, was 6 years old, 7 years old. And the other child was 6 years old and 7 years old. He was certainly gila chinuch. He already knew what mitzvah sukkah is. But he was still tzorech leimei. Without his mommy, he would cry. So in many ways, the other baby, who was 6 years old or 7 years old, stayed with the mother. So the daughter of Shammai had 2 babies in her bed, there, under the ceiling. The newly born infant and the older boy. So according to Bisilel, so she wasn't supposed to be Pechis the Masivo. and the father, Shammai son-in-law, wouldn't have been either any Avere. Because even the older boy, who was Igiya Lechinuch, was potter of Mitzvah Sukkah, because he saw Kline. But according to the Shammai, the older boy was Chayav Sukkah. So the male Shammai was Pechaz Maziro to be Mizake, the older boy, not the newly born infant. This is what the Mashal says. Pirash Bishvil Shehoyo Gamchen Ben Kofi Kile Chomeish Velo Yoyoche Lich Meshmin Yoyoche Lich Meshmin. Now, but the Mashal is the only one who explains it that way. No one explains it that way. No one explains it that way. So it's mashma that the others who do not spell this out, they understood it more simply, literally. Now that the Shammai was Pinchas de Mazivo. The Shammai was Pinchas Mazivo because of the suke of the newly born infant. That's very strange. At all, the Kotni is part of mitzvahs. But there is a mitzvah of chinuch incumbent upon the father. But only here the chinuch, you're not mechuyev to put tzitzes on a newly born infant. I mean, you're not mechuyev to bring a newly born infant to shul and Rosh Hashanah that he should be a sheifa, because it's lo yigia lechinuch. So why was Bishamai machmir in regard to suke more than in regard to all other mitzvahs? So now you'll see in the ritual in suke, you'll see, I mean, it's not spelled out, but it's implicit. That, so you see from the ritual in suke that there are two separate pshotim in the halacha, in the term of the halacha of Bishamai. That even a kotin sheni tzorich liimei is chayav b'sukkah. Kotin ha-tzorich liimei is chayav b'sukkah. One pshat is, as everybody assumes, that in other words, that a kotin ha-tzorich liimei, as long as he's a gear lechinuch, he's chayav mitzatchinuch b'sukkah. True, it will involve a hardship for the mother and the baby and everybody, but he's still chayav. So then, according to that pshat, only if he's a gear lechinuch, but he's so chlimei, but a newly born infant who doesn't know anything, who doesn't understand the concept of sukkah, of mitzvah, so then he's not chayav b'sukkah. But there seems to be another loshon in the ritual, which is mentioned in three words, and from that loshon it's mashma that according to Shammai, so he caught not so chlimei is chayav b'sukkah midraise. Not that it's his chiyuv, it's incumbent upon the father. Because of Teshuva came to do, inasmuch as in the home, so a father eats the meals and sleeps with all the children in his house, so mele, because of Teshuva came to do, so if a father, let's say, sleeps in the sukkah, but he doesn't require his children to sleep in the sukkah, so then he will be mivatel the mitzvah of sukkah of basukkah stage with shivas yonim, because it's not teishuah kin to do. So then there's not nafkimine. So according to that, first of all, there's one big nafkimine. According to the first pshat, it's only the rabbonon, according to Shammai. According to the second pshat, it's midrais. Then another nafkimine is that was mentioned before, that according to the first pshat, so it's only a cotton shehigiyah lechinuch hatzorich liimei, but a cotton that is so young, an infant, that's not even higiyah lechinuch, then he's potter, according to the second pshat, even if he's not higiyah lechinuch. And then another afkimine. How about a little girl, according to the Shammai? If we say it's because of chinuch, so when he's shayach chinuch, if when the child grows up, he'll be mechuyev. So maybe the father is mechuyev to mechanechim. But when a father is not mechuyev to mechanech at basim mitzvah sukkah while she's a little girl, because even when she grows up, she'll be a day and she'll be pto. But according to that pshat in the ritual, that it's based upon teshuva kin to do, so maybe it doesn't make any difference whether a little boy or a little girl. So apparently, so obviously, the mashal did not agree with this pshat of the ritual. That according to Bishamai, Kot Natsorich Limei is Chayav Misuke because of Teshuva Kin Tzidur. But because of Chinuch. So because of Chinuch, so only if he hear the Chinuch. So why was he with Pechitz Mazivo on account of a little infant who is going to the Chinuch? So he had to say that there was not an older boy and he was with the mother. So Mimele, in order to be Mizake, the older boy who is a Gia Lechinuch, but was also Torah Limei with Mitzvah Sukkah, so he had to be Peches as a Mazik. Now, we
director of the Gemara got the book on the Dalit. Mosif Mazutre, the bottom of the Gemara. Mosif Mazutre. Maise b'shuk esyeyu m'shoyis of Yerushalayim. Moritz and Ikubel in Mikve. The whole car is show Yerushalayim, Natsu al Gabo. We show who Bishama is the Chivur. She Bishama Emir Mashifoch is the Uber. So there is a machleke between Bisham and Bisilel. According to Bisilel, if you have a shaped drove that is installed near the mikveh, so according to Bisilel, if there is a naked Bishveras Hanei, in other words, a naked, like the circle that is drawn around the diameter, over the diameter, that has the width of 2 points. So if there is such a naked, so then the mayim in the mikveh and the mayim in the shekes become yuret. So you can be tevel in the shekes, even though the shekes is a kale, because they are considered yuret. So when one is tevel in the shekes, it's considered as if he was tevel in the mikveh. But according to Bishamai, inasmuch as the shekes is a kale, so the yuret will be affected only if it will be nifras beruvet. So Maisa Bishekes here we show you the Shalim voice in the Kubal in Mikle. The whole Tarash is with Lime Nasa Al Gabo. We show who Bishamai, we are here. Why? Because according to Bishamai, a naked Shveras and Eid is not enough to constitute Yeru. So they require that it should be perforated, the Biruba. So they acted out with Nanir of Mikle Shveras and Eid, Bull, Yahoo, Kishdeh, Boys, Hazel, and Kemo. So, in other words, they acted out their own view, and they did not rely on the view of the Zillah, that the Nekesh Veres Anei affects you. So, Shmami no also, so it's a raya, that also Bishamai, did they pray it? So the Gemara says, Hosom, Horei Eimei, La Fushe Maye, Hudikov. Now, here again, Bishamai, so, Alechum, because they require that in order to be able to be allowed to be tevel in that shekes, there has to be tifochis beruba, and if there is just a naked kishveres aleid, it's not enough. Now, so what will the ritvo do with this gemore? Because according to the ritvo, so even the mandoma who says lo yosu bishamai kidevreim, lo yosu bishamai kidevreim, so it means lo yosu bishamai kidevreim likule. But lechumre, so it's also, and here the Gemara mentions the kashe against the mandoma of loyosu. No, it would be even according to mandoma of loyosu. So it would be difficult. So again, because the ritva holds that lechumre bishamai acted out their own shite only for themselves, but not for others. And here we see that they acted out for others. It wasn't in connection with themselves. It was in control, they passed for others. So it's not for themselves. It's for others too. So the question is, so if we say also Bishama Kilivrahim, then it's alright. So then it's also even they passed for others too. But if Loyosu, so too for themselves, even if Loyosu, they still acted out for themselves, but not for others. So the Gemara is a teretz. Hosom horei eimel afushemayu dikot. So again, in other words, that when is there a nisa? When is there a nisa of lishisgedidu? Or only when it's apparent to the observer that there is a descent. But if it's not obvious to the observer that, let's say, that there is a descent, the observer could say not that there is a descent, but the reason is why Bishamai just widened the neke, because they wanted that more water should come in, not that they are dissenting from the view of Bishila. So the mainland, there is no Yisrael of Bishis Gate. Tosh, Yomar Ebleza Barab Tzonek, Kisho Yisi Lai Meteiro, Yitzur Rabi Echen Acharani, Ro Yisi Yisho Yoichil Pascha Reivo Bimelech, Bishnei Batzeir Eres. Bosi Vidai Tesab, Omar Li, Heilich Leizeist, Vilachtile. So he brought him olives. Roin son Sheilach. So Rabbi Yechon Acharani took notice of the fact that it were moist. Now if they were moist, that means that Mashke came in contact with it. So then the Zeisim were already Mukhshali Kabotume.
Only in any Echoses. He didn't want to eat them. Why? Because he was afraid maybe the Zaysim, if the Zaysim had been dry, so in other words, so there would be no Chosh. So there would be no Chosh because it couldn't be Mikabutume. But inasmuch as he saw that they were moist, so they were Mukhsho Mikabutume. So Mimele, he was afraid maybe they were Mikabutume. They were Mikabutume from Mikele. From Mikele that came in contact with Amoretz. So it's Mikabutume. Bosi Vidaiti Esabo. Bosi Vidaiti Esabo. So Rav Elezer told Rav Tzodek, Omali Leich Ve Mele Chovis Nikuvo Hoiso Ele Shestomu Oshmoi Shestomu Oshmoi Utnav Chovis Shal Zeisi Mugulgoi Bishama Yemrim In Tzricho Enak Ubisil Yemrim Tzricho Enak. In other words, so there is a machleik between Bishama and Bisilel. If you have in a chovis, you have zeisim that are packed up in it, and sins, so they are packed up in it. So mele they rub against each other. So it's very likely that some juice will come out from the zeisim. So Bishama yemri in tzricho enak. So the male hayetzim hazeisim miperes and the machshir. In other words, the juice that comes out from the olives as a result of a lot of olives being packed in the kele, that does not have a din of shemen. So mimele, this male has a din of miperes and it's not machshir. It's not machshir. So it is. So it's like zeyadal. So bisham I say ain't tzricho enak. So in other words, it's not machshir. So that means. So Bishamai is Likule. Now this is one of the two halachas in the machlekes between Bishamai and Bisilel, where Bishamai is Likule and Bisilel is Lechum. So Bishamai emri tzricho enak, uBisilel emri tzricho enak. Why? Because that also has a din of shemen. So mimele. So it is mach. Umeide she mikvo visatmu shmorin sheiter. So he says to him. So Rav Tzodek told his son Rav Elezer that he should tell Rav Yechon Acharani he doesn't have to be afraid of eating the zeisim because it couldn't be mikabel because the chovies. So it couldn't be mikabel to me. Now chovies so is only kuvo. So chov drash. שאין לחים, ויוחשבו מקבל תומה, וכמיכר אסתומה ילדה באמורץ, ושם ענו בה בגב החובייס, ותימו מדרבונו, ותימוסו, חובייסו איסו ניקובו משולר או איסו ניקובו, כדי שיריצה משקה הזאת מן הזה איסו מחוץ, וחיב ניגול את דייטה, ולא יניח עלי בי, לא יניח שם, אלו שסתמו השמור, ולא יוצא מן המשקים, לפי כוחי לחים, מגולגול איתם בעצם מגולגל איזה תחוק אליהם וחוביס אם צריכו לנקי ואם מייל הייצ מנעזה איסם מפרסים ואם מכשירים צריכו לנקי שמייל מכשיר כשם וצריכו לנקי שייצא משקל לחוס לגלוי את הייתי ולניח עוד so בואו תעמיד שייניק וביסותנו או שמורים שייתרו ואף על פי שטאו מתשם היו יו כל מי סוף לי עושו אלו תגיב רדיסילה so he amret b'shloimo osu hain ribus elo he amret lo yosu mai ribus so it's a raya that osu b'shama ki nivre tosh shoa lo es rabi yishua tzores abas mar oma lehem achliket b'shama lo b'sila valoche ki divre mi oma lehem nima אתם מכניסים רוישי בשני יורדים ובשני מחוזדים ומשם בסיור בסיור אני שם ירוץ לגלגלתי אבל נהיד לכם על שתי משפוחת דילס שאוי בושלים משפחת ביצבוים ונחמויים משפחת ביסקפויים ומגשש שהם בני צוריס ומהם כאנם דילים ושים שם גם במזבח איד אמרי בשלוים לא עושו אני לקום המסיור אלו ימרת לא יעשו so why am I לקום המסיור so the Gemara asks even if we assume that also so what does it mean if also so let's say if Bishamai acted out their own view in connection with Tzores Abbas so that means that they allowed a Tzores Abbas to be Misya Benes now a Tzores Abbas when she's Misya Benes from the point of view of Bisilel so it's an Iser of Ishesach so Mimele the blood is a mamzer so that's why he said Misyorani he doesn't want to allow such a controversy. Where according to Bezalel, so the blood of the Tzoras Abbas of Bishamai would be mamzeret. So, but why? But he wouldn't be a mamzer, because Rabbi Yeshua himself holds that the vlad of Chayov Ikrisis is not a mamzer, only a vlad of Chayov Mrs. Besen, and here the vlad would be a vlad of Ishesach. So that's only Chayov Ikrisis. Who v'nei name is more as a kashe? V'nei name the osu? My mission on the Omer Rabbi Yeshua mamzer of Chayov Mrs. Besen. So the more is a teretz now. If we say osu, then we can understand this vice that Rabbi Yeshua said Misyorani, because true according to Rabbi Yeshua's own shite. So the blood of the Tzoras Abbas, the blood of the Tzoras Abbas of Bishamai, from the point of view of Bishamai, wouldn't be a mamzer. Why? Because only the blood of Mrs. Bezdi is a mamzer, but lei nami the mamzer lehave, pogum likune miyahave. So maybe it's Misyorani, because he spoke Mikavachim ha-Malmone. Malmone she-nisu ha-neig b'chol is no pogu. Is no pogu. So zu se-nisu ha-shove b'chol. So it's certainly that is no pogu. So maybe if we say that also, so then we can understand. Now let's see the Rashi. In other words, he was afraid that he would be killed. Omar Rabbi Yeshua, he came to the Achilles, a mamzer m'chayov in Bez, Mrs. Bez, but he pshit alei d'arlochik in the Silel, lo imashu in mamzer. I mean, this is a very strange expression. It's all right. I mean, Rabbi Yeshua himself said, Shemo Yorutsu Galgalosi. I mean, in other words, when you chop off the skull, so then you die. But we could say, I mean, he was just saying it goes me, but Rashi says, "Had the common mission and the mashul mamzerim." So he says, "Vikatlele." I mean, that's a so. In other words, so Rashi apparently understood that not as you know, it's not as it goes me. You know, sometimes a person says, "I'm afraid they'll kill me." He doesn't mean they'll kill me. They'll kill me. In other words, he means there'll be a great resentment. But it seems that Rashi understood it literally. I mean that someone will kill him. Certainly, I mean, and not one of the Chachmei Yisrael will kill him, but he was afraid, you know, that once the masses hear that there is a machlekes between the Chachmei Yisrael, so one hatred might decide to kill. So this is how Rashi understood it. All right. Omar Rabbi Yeshua comes to the Gachiris in Mamzer and Chayov Mrs. Bezdin. But the Pshita Leid Aloch in the Shil and Mashu Mamzer Mamon and Mamon the King Gomes in Yisro Shom the Chiv no Pavu Mekune the Chsivu Yichal Zare Zushi Yisro Shom of Yisro Yot in the Kiyanim Ein Edim Shed no Pavu Ein Edim Shed no Pavu. So Mamela, even though he's not in Mamzer, so that means that even if we say that the Vlad of Chayov Ikrisis, a vlad of Chayov Ikrisis is not a mamzer, but a pogum likune he certainly is. Pogum likune he certainly is. Ma'al mono she nisur onei b'chol, so no pogum, zu se nisur shor b'chol. But now the Gemara has a kache, kopoyim in Eitzores, v'koposhet lei Eitzores. So, in other words, so the question he was inquired as to the Tzoreh. And then the answer was given as to the blood. So the Gemara says, "Tartik point, Tzoresma." So they inquired of Rabbi Yeshua in two things. So Tartik Tzoresma, Vintim Teleima, Vintim Teleima, Tzores Kibisilel, Bnei Tzores Kibisilel, Bishamayma. So the Shaila is now. So the question is. The Bnei Tzores, the Bisilel, the Bishamanal. Now, so it's Tzores Abbas. So according to Bisilel, she doesn't require any chlitzim. So Mela, she is Muteres Lishuk. According to, from the point of view of Bishamai, she is Kuk of Lichlitzim. So Mela, if she gets married Lishuk, she is Eber Alam Deraisel, she is Samesa Chutz of Izo. So the Shaila is, Bnei Tzores, the Bisilel, the Bishamanal. Remind us, Kimine, Limifshat Vlad Marzek Lishos, Libisila. So, in other words, but it's known after Mine because
that since we passed like this Hillel, so the male it's no nafkemine. What the din is, no nafkemine to us, the Yilchase, what the status of a Bnei Tzore, the Bisilel from the point of view of Bishama. From the point of view of Bisilel, they are certainly so they are muter. So the Tzores are basi muteres l'shu without reason. So why did they ask him the status of the Bnei Tzores, the Bisilel, from the point of view of Bishama when we pass like Bisilel? But Nafkemine would be regarding flat marzik l'shosil l'bisilel. Mi kam rinon kalvachim, umal monokim godom. שניסו ראשו בבחיר נופוב זו שניסו ראשו בבחיר ונגין של נופובום אוי דיל מו איקל אם נפח דיל מלא אלמונו שיעת מסחללס ויום אלו צורס מסיורס I don't want to say anything about צורס so I'll look at the me because if I'll say I'll look at the me so then he'll be much better צורס of Vishamai מחיוב את פיסס but me צורס אני מייד לכם. So he can just testify that I'll stay mishpachas daily. Show you people shalayim sheim neitzoreis umehem kehamim daily v'shimshu al gabem mizbech. Now let's see the Rashi. Remind Nafkemine neitzoreis the b'siru b'chayim lav minu miyavetkum alidu b'sham ma Nafkemine ma'achas aloch yibesira l'mim shabad ma'alvek yishosik mishenisis la'ach ve'arziro yodu le'bas eisei abas ma'i l'kiyamim Libisila, umi bishamai, the Bnei Tzores, nisva libisila, the bas malzik l'shos. The havenam echayav lav. He atzma mishaleles. She meis kein godu. Sulo zule hege. Oim hoi so baskeye en ipseles natkomo. Vishab yachvolo bidose. Vichsi vo yichal zare damo. Viamo vani ishte. Umash ma vishnei mishale. Vo yisha bazar. So the aloche is that almona lekein godu. So if she has a blood, so the blood is probably going to be is a chole. So she becomes a chole, the mother becomes a chole, and the blood is a chole. So the question is, can we learn out Marzik Roshose Ital Lachemer of Amon Elikin God? So just as the blood is probably going by Amon Elikin God, even though the Yisair is only an Yisair that is Miyuchat Likianim, it's not an Isa Rishon Rechel. So the Isa of Marzik Roshose Ilach Shoy Solish, which is not Miyuchet to a certain group of people, which is Shovel Rechel, so certainly that is probably the point. But we can say, no, there is a peer, because we can say Mala Omona Shiatz Midichalares, because she becomes Echlole Bibios in of Marzik Roshose Shei Mishal Bibiozu Bil Nosik Lekeyed from Yisrael Mishaz Pusht. There, we be truma de binashe, loy mifzelo. Kedam yunon kerek amon lekein godo. The mifzelo is the bias chaya vilavim, el bizar, etzlo mi kor. So this is a special halach. That when does she become posalecho bitrumo, only if it's a bia asuro, that is zar etzlo mi kor. That was always so. Mashein ki marzik v'shosei, and the vomel ishu, so it wasn't always so. He loves zar mi korehu, so then, she doesn't become אסור לך בתחום to the blood in regard to the blood of Yitzhores Abbas of Bishama from the point of view of Bishila. So it's a blood higher increases, so the Gemara said that even according to Reb Shimon, so but still it is still Osea ולמיל כבר חייב קריסס מסורת משם כאילו מה הוא אמור את עם בודו שכן עצמו מסחלל חוסום נאמה כאילו דיניבלו וחייב קריסס עושה זה so ומתחום את בינה של מיפסלה כדאמרים את כמון לגין בוד ומנוסו לקיים נאמה מיפסלה כדנאמה סליסן נסייב מובסים הפסה so צורס מסיור אני לא אמר הלוח לגדו עם מי אם משהו לצורס משם וחייב קריסס בני צורס דיביסילל. So the Kobis and Ibgumi made Alachem Shem Kanim there. Now, so here the Gemara says, made Tzores and he made Alachem. That the Kshirim Afle Bisham. So that Rabbi Yeshua was made, that the Bnei Tzores, so that is kosher, even Bnei Tzores, the Bisilel, from the point of view of Bishama, is kosher. Vim tema, so Tesis has the Kashi. Vim tema, Lishmuel de Misapkele, the Yoisha Rabo. I duschen teisen wie vomle pschu im kein pschite di chero di mi jatsche ticho popolo sig gedam hinon wie sie mehres jobben sche kide ich achiso sche gdusheo maftin ayu now they may is in a bite from Rabbi Yeshua in connection of with Netzoras, it's the blood of the Toras Habas of Bisila. So Bisila didn't require her to get quit. So and she got married with Shuk. So whether the blood is kosher or not. I duschen teisen wie vomle pschu im kein pschite di chero di mi jatsche ticho popolo sig gedam hinon wie sie mehres jobben sche kide ich achiso sche gdusheo maftin ayu now they may is in a bite from Rabbi Yeshua in connection of with Netzoras it's the blood of the Toras Habas of Bisila. So Bisila didn't require her to get quit. So, and she got married with Shuk. So whether the blood is kosher or not. So he was made that it is kosher. But the Shaila is, why should there be a Shaila? According to Shmuel, the Dushmi possibly takes in Yivom Lishu. So Mimele, so from the point of view of Bishamai, so the Tzores Abbas of Bisila, who got married with Shuk. So somebody was the Kaddisha. Now, from the point of view of Bishamai, she was it involved the Isaiah. It involved the Isaiah of Messiah Samesachut. Why? Because she, according to Bishamai, she was Kukolio. But if we assume that, so she was Yvonne Lishuk. But if we assume that Yvonne Lishuk, Yidushin Stephes, Gdushni Steifes, some Mela she became an Ishishish. So the moment a certain man, an Isa, who was Mikadesh, this Sora Sabas, without the Tzoras Abbas getting Chlitze, so according to Bishamai, he was in Yivom Elishuk. All right, but he was Mikadisha. So the Gdushna Steifes, so she became an Ishishish, so he's an Elvo. Now, so the Isa Elvo of Ishishish should have been Mafkia the Zike. So once, so in a Haname, one was not allowed to be Mikadisha. Because of the love of Messiah Samezachutza, but if somebody was Mikadisha, so he already was able to Isa of Messiah Samezachutza. Because Messiah means Zabai. And she became a Shishish as a result of the Gushin. So she became an Elbo on the Yom. So it should be Mafia Mizike. So the one who was Mikadisha should be allowed to consummate the marriage. Once he was Mikadisha, like Shimeres Yom. Kidam Gino Mishimeres Yom, Mishikidish Achriso, Shekdushel, Mafkia Yiv. So let's say, so we say that if Reuven and Shimon are two brothers, and Reuven was married to Roche, and then Reuven died. And then a day after Reuven died, so Shimon was Mikadesh Leo, the sister of Roche. So we say, that the Zike is Poka. The Zike is Poka, and there cannot be an Eve. And even if, let's say, Leo will die afterwards, so because of the loss of the Akenea, so there is still no Zike. So here too, from the point of view of the Shammai, she was Yivom Lishuk. So that person who was Mikadisha was not allowed to Mikadisha, but he was Mikadisha. So Melech, Dushni Steifes, it's possibly Steifes according to Shmuel. So Melech, she became an Ishishis. So she became an Elvo on the Yom. So if she became an Elvo on the Yom, so that should be Mafkia the Zike. And even if he will be Migalisha, so the Zike could not be revived because of the Aloch of Dark and Eya. Just as he will say, that we should be a Yom, she is a Chizo, she is a Mafkia the Zike. So Teisus has two terutz. The Yesh Leima, the two terutz in, I mean, are very important. The Yesh Leima, the Leidom, the Yehoshua men shum takone, la'azeh shetisyam, she'ein lehomis achizo. אבל היבום שנסתצו משוב אפשר לסעקה אין על בגירשן שתסייבן הוא כך לפוק הזה so Tisa says that the Israel was a shishish where she becomes Nikodesh to a certain person משוב is not Mafia Rizik. Why not? Because it's not analogous to the case of Shemeres Yom and Shekidish Achiso. So the Israel of Achisisha is Machdiya the Zikr for good. Because over there, it's not Biyode to be Misake. Mashinke in here is Biyode to be Misake. So Mimele, the Pshat and Tesis is, so the Zikr is not Poka at all. So that means, so according to the Rabbonon, that the Aloche, that Tzoras Achisisha is Asur. So we learn out. The Torah Sach Isisho is Asur. We learn out. Famuleo. So of course, that Posik, the Gemara says that Elva Gufli Tzricheko. And the Posik is only required Ligabi the Torah Sach Isisho. But as we said before, that the Gemara only means Elva Gufli Tzricheko, that even without the Posik of Aleo, so there could not be. He could not be Miyabim because in Yesedich Leish should be correct. But since there is Exerzakos of Migabe the Tzore, that the Tzore is Achesisho, there is no Zike, and what the Pshat? Because the Yisra Achesisho is Mafkia the Zike of the Tzore. So the same Exerzakos of the tells us that the Yisra of the Israel of Achesisho is Mafkia the Zike of Migabe the Tzore, so certainly tells us Mafkia the Zike of Migabe herself without resorting to the Aloche of in Yesedich Leish should be correct. And the raya is from Chayav Lav Malibid Rabbi Akiva. We see Chayav Lav Rabbi Akiva, so there is no Zikah either. But there could be three. So obviously that once we have Exeras Hakosuf, that the Israel Achisisha is Mafkir Zikah from the Torah. So the same Zakosuf tells Mafkir Zikah of the Achisisha.
of the Elbertel.
So the Mele, so the Zasakosov is mentioned in connection with Achisisho and by Achisisho,
so it's not the Yode to do away with the Israel. So the Shechein Lohom is Achisisho. Machine came by Shishish, since it's the Yode to be Migarish. So Mimele, it's not Mafkia the Zike of the Elbow itself or of the Tzor. It's a big Chidashin thesis. So in other words, so this thesis is saying that the Yisar Elbow, the Shishish, is not Mafkia the Zike. Then thesis has another thesis. Now, so that is all right if we learn, according to Rabbono, that we learn out the Aloha that the Tzor Elbow is a suro from the posik of Ishla Chesulisika Ritzrei, Taleo, and so on. But how about Rebbe, that the whole deen of Tzoras Elbo is deduced from Ukocho? From Ukocho? So we can explain the thesis even according to Rebbe's portion. Because true, Rebbe learns it out from Ukocho. So what does it mean? So what is that there's a possible Ukocho? That when is there Zike in one? If he can be Miyam, when can he be Miyam one? If he can be Miyam either one. But if there is one is an elbow. And he couldn't be Miyam one, so Mimele, he couldn't be Miyam the other one either. That's the chat in the Drosh of Ukocho. So Mimele, Gabi Achisisho. So if there is one is an Achisisho, and the other one is the Tzor. So seems the Achisisho, he certainly couldn't be Miyam. Unless he'll kill that. I'll kill someone. So it's not the other. So the Mele, it comes within the Zerasakosov of Ukocho, that in as much as he cannot, it's not the other to be Yad either one, so the Mele can be Yad neither. Mashein came where one of the Yvomis is an Ishishish, and it's the other, that he should be able to be Yad, that one, Al Begirashi. So the Mele, he doesn't come within the Zerasakosov of Ukocho. Look, but that is tasteless, it's a big chiddush tasteless. They don't have any mitzvah. The Litia is a mess, we saw mashma, that few out there are vile, that in the Gdushin we see a lizo, the Lohocha Afti Bloshna Vai. So the second Teretz in tasteless disagrees with the first Teretz. And the second Teretz in tasteless agrees with the Sheik of Most Rishenim, that there is no such halocha, that only the kind of an elbow that cannot become muta. So is Mafkia the Zike, but an elbow was Yode of someone to be Mafkia the Israel, let's say the elbow of the Shishish, of the Gerashim to be Mafkia. So then, it's not Mafkia the Zike. No, we see from all the Gesheim. From all the Gesheim, I mean, and that Gemara that we learn, the feud. So we see from all these Gesheim that they don't agree with this first Teretz taste. And they hold that the Israel of the Shishish, even though it can be Nifka of the Gerashim, so it's also Mafkia the Zike. So then the question is, so why was there a Shaila as to whether the Bnei Tzoreis of Bisilel are kosher from the point of view of Bishamai? There shouldn't be any Shaila, because once the Tzoras Abbas gets married with Shuk, and Dushni stays. So Mimele, she becomes an Ishishi, so she becomes an Elva and the Yom. So Mimele, from the point of view of Bishama, it should be Mafkia the Zike. So the one who has Mikadisha should be allowed to consummate the marriage and to live with her. So the answer is no, he's not allowed to live with her. Why? The Lysia is a Mesli Zo Mashma, that feel out the Abaye. The Heineg Dushi, we see a Lizo, the Lhoche Afti Glosh Navai. In other words, if we say the Dushi stays the Yvomel Ishuk, so how does he know? Because the Torah says, we see a Eishes Hamas Achutzo Liza. And we see a Eishes Hamas Achutzo Liza, so what does it mean we see a? Aldei Avo, Avai. So then the Pasuk implies that he is not allowed to live with a woman who was Kuko at the time of the Abaye, at the time of the Gishon. So Mimele, since at the time when it was Mikadisha, she was Kuko, so even though there was Kuko, so Mimele, he's not allowed to live with her.
לא יסיעי ששמש לי זו משמע דאפילו הווי ידעי מקדושי לא יתיע לי זה עד הולך אהבתי בלושן הווי. So even though later on as a result of the mission, so the Zike is poka, but still he's not allowed to live. All right. Gufe, the mayor of Deshe ben Herken is hitiru tzora sabas lachish. Lo yadov akosho lecha komim pri shechochem god lohoya. Vein of komu milovil vishamedrash. He couldn't see. But you did. Oma leen Rabbi Yeshua ni ilech vea. ואחוב מי רבי זמן עזריה, ואחוב מי רבי עקיבא, הולכו ביום דופס הרבייסי, נכניסו שפרוסי אומרו לי, רבי חכמי ישראל בואי נצלחו, אומר לו ייקונסו, ונכניס, תופסו רבי ישוע וישיבו על מיטה של זו, אומר לי רבי, אמר לי תלמידוך אחי אבי אישי, אומר לי, because he did, מי הוא, he couldn't see, so he said, מי הוא, רבי זמן עזריה, אומר, ויש לי בן לעזריה חברינו כל עולו והמיקרו הזה נאו איסי גם דקנטו לגיס צדיק נעזר וזרן בקשלה תופסי וישיבי על מיטה של זו אומר לי רבי אמר לי תלמידו אחי ויש and he couldn't see any of them אומר לי מי הוא עקיבי וישי אומר לי עתו עקיבי וישי ישים חוילך מסיבים לצייפי שייב מי שייב כמי שחוייר בו בישראל ישחילו מסבי ומייסי בהלוכיס עד שהגיע לצורס הבאס אומר לי צורס הבאס מהו אומר להן, מחלקת בשם היו בסילה, הלוכה כדברי מי? אומר להן, הלוכה כבסילה. אומר להן, ואולים שמחו אומרו הלוכה כבשם היו? אומר להן, דייסי שמעתם? אוי בן הור כנה שמעתם. In other words, did you hear that דייסי בן הרקנס said הלוכה כבשם היו? Or you just heard that בן הרקנס? אומר להן, חיי רבי סתם שמעתם. אומר להן, אוך קוטן יש לי. בחי עושותנו, ויינס נשמור. Rashi says, Pchiyosoton, Chari ve'imid al shmuo ve'isim ase, ve'inishok mishmirose, la'aseis kerabi. La'aseis kerabi. So it means that he, Pchiyosoton, so it means he's a wizard. I mean, he's such a, so outstanding. Some say, I don't know who says, that apparently Rashi had another girsen anymore. Not Pchiyosoton, but Pchiyoshonon. And that's the reason as to why Rashi says Chari Ve'imi. But it's not Muchach. I mean, even if Rashi had a gear said Chir Soton, but he understood Soton in the sense that he was very sharp. So, Chir Soton Uriyenis Nishma, Yivu Mitalmid Yishamai. So in other words, so Reb Deise Ben Erkenes himself, he succumbed to Bisila. But his brother did not succumb to Bisila. ויזו ארו שלו יתפיח עשרם בהלוכס לפי שישים ישריש מישתוריס בצורת הבא שיהיו מותרס אבל מי ידענו יולי שמיים וורץ שעל מידוך הזו סורדי זה בן הרקנס שעל מידוך הזו יושב חד הענובי ויומה שלו יש דבורי צורס הבא ססורו אמינו מיוב זה צוון הלוכה אמינו מיוב מעצרים הישרוני בשביץ צורה שסעת אמינו מיוב ישראלים הדורים בארץ אמינו מיוב שקיבי ישמי שבשיחת ונזקצ'ו בקדוש עשה ארץ ישראל ואחשו ובישני בוטלו קדושוסו וזהירים בשביס ותקנו הם מייסר אישנו מייסרוני בשביס so how does Rashi explain אמנו מיוב? So that is that's דיורץ that is עבר הירד that משה רבינו was קיביש פמסיכי so it was נזקצ'ו בקדוש עשה ארץ ישראל but it's לא יקפשו אלו בו this is what Rashi says it's לא יקפשו אלו בו and gdusha rishayno is gdusha rishayno is kitchol shaito veloy kitchol sidlohe so that means that those nikemes that they were bovel were not nikadesh were not affected to gdusha sarat yisrael were not affected to gdusha sarat yisrael so the meila vizeh them bishitz now the mishlo melach raises the question against this rashi there is a kirsha mishne in shviz that all the nikemes Surely the all the Mikemes that Kopshuel Mitzrayim, the Loi Kopshuel Bovel, so not all the Chumres of Shvi is Amei, but the Chishe is Rie, it's Oza. So it's a Chir Shemishne. How can Rashi say that in regard to Ivrayav, Tesis is another Kashe, because it's Mashma that Ivrayav was also Kopshuel Bovel, that's something else. But assuming that Rashi Shite is that this part of Ivrayav was not Kopshuel Bovel. All right. So, but it was Kopshu El Mitzrayim. And it's a Mishnah Mephoreshes. It's a Mishnah Mephoreshes. That those Mikemes, that Kopshu El Mitzrayim, Kopshu El Bovel, So not all the dinim of Shvi'is are made. But the Yisach Rishi is made. And Rashi says, Vizirim b'Shvi'is. All right, so Rashi says Vizirim b'Shvi'is. That's difficult. V'tikno em ha'iserishno ma'iseroni b'Shvi'is, v'niforesh l'kamon, mipnei parnos ha'sanim she'be'art Yisroel, she'ein lohem ma'le'achel b'Shvi'is. לפי שפות לקט שקרופיה והילכן שום ונתן לקט שקרופיה ומייסרון ומייסרון. So now in regard to that kasha by the Mishnah Melech, it's a Mishnah Mephoreshes that in the Mekeine Shekop Shel in Mitzrayim and Kop Shel in Bobel, so Chishu Yisri is also in Rabbanon. So we have to say that Rashi holds that there are two types of Mekeine Shekop Shel in Mitzrayim and Kop Shel in Bobel. Because you see, Eretz Knoan, there are certain mikenes in Eretz Knoan itself that is kopshuel Mitzrayim and kopshuel Lvov, like Rishon, the Gemara in Chum. So that is kopshuel Mitzrayim and kopshuel Lvov. So that is certainly in Horash Nitro Avraham Avinu, because all the Eretz Knoan was Nitro Avraham Avinu. So it's more zeker v'yirinim avisim. How about Ivrayavi? How about Ivrayavi that Moshe Rabbeinu was kevish? That Moshe Rabbeinu was Kevich, who was dead, also Nitol Avraham Avinu or not. So Rav Refuel Shapiro says, I mean, and the he says it as a pshat in Yerushalmi, that there is a distinction. Now, what part in Ivrayavi belonged to what the what was Yeshua Kevamin, was Moshe Rabbeinu Kevich? So Moshe Rabbeinu was Kevich. Eretz God, Ruvain and God, and Chotish in the Damash. So, now, the Yerushalmi says that one Mandomar makes a distinction between Chotish in the Damash, the part of Ibrahim of Chotish in the Damash, and Ruvain and God, Rigabe Bikur. So he says, the question is, one Mandoma says, one Tana says, that Ivrayavim is not highly Bikurim altogether. He's not highly Bikurim altogether. Why? Because it has to be Eretz Cholavut, Eretz Zovas Cholavut Rosh. Eretz Knoan is Zovas Cholavut Rosh. Ivrayavim is not Zovas Cholavut Rosh. But then, there is one Tana in the Yerushalmi who says that Chotishim et Amnashe is highly Bikurim, and Ruben Mugod is not highly. Actually, Chotish Yerushal Nashe, that is Romata Golah. That's Chotish Yerushal Nashe. We don't call it Ivrayavim today. But Chotish Yerushal Nashe is Romata Golah. So one time in Yerushalmi says that Chotish Yerushal Nashe is Chayim Bikurim, and the other, I mean, Ruben and God is not Chayim Bikurim. So the question is, why? Monefsha. If the Tane holds that there is a, that it has to be Eretz Zovas Cholof Udvosh in Gabi Bikurim, and the Vayavim is not Zovas Cholof Udvosh, so even Chotishim Damnashe is not Zovas Cholof Udvosh. But assuming that he is really kind of holding that of Eretz Zovas Cholof Udvosh in Gabi Bikurim, so Mimele, even the other parts of the Vayavim, of Ruben the God, should also be Chayim Bikurim. So the Befoil says as follows, because the chilik of Ruben God is not of the orders that was Nitol Avraham Avinu. So Rashi says that's Eretz Refoyim. And Eretz Refoyim, so it's mentioned in Chumash, that was given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Avraham Avinu. So Mimele, that means, so that Tana says, because there is Aloche, V'loish Ashenosatoli, V'loish Alokachtelati. So in the parasha of Bikurim, we say Shenosatoli, V'loish Alokachtelati. So Mimele, Chotish Yerushal Nashe is not Satali, because it is Nitol Avraham Avinu. But Ruben God was not Nitol Avraham Avinu. But it had Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Why did it have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael? Because it was on the Kibush. So even on territory over and above, that Eretz that was Nitol Avraham Avinu can also be Niskadi Yishiv Yitzik Yimish Rabi. What is a Kibush Rabi? If it's Alpi Melech, Alpi Bez Nagodol. So Moshe Rabbeinu had the Din of Melech. And it was Bez Nagodol. Moshe Rabbeinu himself, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, had the din of Bez Nagodol. So Mimele, the kibush of Ruben and God was a kibush rabin, so it was miskadish divisions out of Israel, out of the kibush, but it was not Nitol Avraham Avinu. nothing to have one of him. So me mele, machine hot shield and mache is not no doubt in me. But I should have sat on it. So that's why one time says that it is highly decorated. So apparently Rashi holds as follows. Now, all the Mikhail is that Kofshul and Mitzchayim and Kofshul and Mitzchayim and Kofshul and Mitzchayim. So Kedusha Rishayim and Lovei, and Kedusha Shniyot was not Halanet, so mainly does not have Kedusha Zerat Yisrael. So Ligabi Kedusha is Chutz Loret. But Ligabi Sliha, the Rambam says, that all the Mikhail is that Kofshul and Mitzchayim and Kofshul and Mitzchayim, so Sliha is Nei. Why? Because Sliha is not only Kedusha Zerat Yisrael, it's Tolu in the Shemer of Yisrael. Now the Shemer of Yisrael, so is how and the Orech Mitla Avram Avinu even before the Kibush, because it's more second year than the Seinu. So what is the Shem Eretz Yisrael? The Shem Eretz Yisrael consists in the fact that it belongs Shudikim Ashmoye Eretz Yisrael. In other words, it belongs to Klal Yisrael. How does it belong to